AP News for Friday, March 6th. I'm Ben Thomas. Israel said it began a broad wave of strikes on Tehran in the early hours of Saturday. U.S. and Israeli officials say a week of airstrikes have decimated Iran's forces, but they were still firing missiles toward Tel Aviv, which could be seen and heard being intercepted. The Israeli military also targeting Hezbollah in southern Lebanon and Beirut. Sam Mednick reports from the border in northern Israel.
The army has said here that they are going to do what it takes to defend the communities, that they're refusing to evacuate Israelis from the villages here. They have put soldiers in front of the villages in order to protect them from Hezbollah. They're going to advance further into Lebanon, and that this could take weeks or even months. There is this double threat here in the north. You have these missiles coming in from Iran, and you have these drones as well as missiles coming in from Hezbollah. So the army is saying that it is doing everything it can to try and give people in these villages some semblance of security, even though there is constant incoming.
The Pentagon's warned a forthcoming bombing campaign against Iran will be the most intense so far. And President Trump says he will not seek a deal until Iran's unconditional surrender. Meantime, sources familiar with U.S. intelligence tell AP Russia's provided information to Iran that could help it strike U.S. warships, aircraft, and other assets. But White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says
that clearly is not making a difference with respect to the military operations in Iran, because we are completely decimating them.
Oil prices spiked Friday. U.S. employers cut 92,000 jobs in February. The unemployment rate ticked up to 4.4%. That all sent stocks sharply lower on Wall Street. And powerful storms tracked through the nation's midsection Friday. Keenan Hicks recorded this as a tornado threw up debris in Three Rivers, Michigan. Branch County Sheriff's Office reports three people killed and a dozen injured by a tornado. This is AP News. Clocks jump forward at 2 a.m. Sunday. How you feel about that?
According to an AP NORC poll last year, if they had to choose, most Americans would prefer to make daylight savings time permanent. Kenneth Wright with the University of Colorado says that choice has some implications.
We are in permanent daylight saving time. We're going to have many more dark mornings. People will be driving to work. Children will be standing there for the bus or walking to school in the dark. And it can increase that by more than 100 days compared to what we currently do right now.
Scott Yates with Lock the Clock says he got involved in the discussion for personal reasons.
Like so many people, I was just frustrated having to change the clocks twice a year. I didn't like losing an hour of sleep in the spring.
And says he's optimistic about getting rid of the time change.
It's a terrific bipartisan issue. Nobody's going to bicker about that part. So it's just a matter of getting it done.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The latest through the weekend at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.